A number of key indicators show that COVID-19 has been on a steady decline in Algoma over the past few weeks. According to Algoma Public Health, APH, there are currently 69 active high-risk cases across the region, one of the lowest counts since the beginning of the Delta wave. Dr. John Tuanima, acting medical officer of health for APH, told Sue Today Wednesday the recent decline in high-risk cases adds to that overall picture that things have improved greatly. It's important to note that not everyone is eligible for testing like they were back then, so the actual numbers will get higher, but it's still really encouraging, Tuanima said. The public health region has also seen a decrease in hospitalizations due to COVID-19. Tuanima said the health unit has seen anywhere from 0 to 4 hospitalizations on any given day, with no one in hospital due to COVID-19 Tuesday. The APH website showed a single individual with COVID-19 in intensive care across the public health region Tuesday, with 7 patients hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 in all. There were some there with COVID, but it wasn't the reason why they were admitted to the hospital, he said. Meanwhile, wastewater surveillance at Sault Ste. Marie's East End Wastewater Treatment Plant has shown a rapid decline in SARS-CoV-2 viral load since late April. According to Tuanima, the most recent surveillance data has indicated the lowest presence of COVID-19 detected in the wastewater since December 2021. Just because it's low doesn't mean it's low everywhere in Algoma, he said. When asked if the sixth wave of COVID-19 is over, Tuanima said it's tricky to categorize the waves of COVID-19 in Algoma in the same way that the province has. We didn't necessarily follow waves in the same order as they did. As far as our current Omicron wave, let's say that we're not out of it yet, but it is certainly reduced to the point that we're close to being able to say that, Tuanima said. The acting medical officer of health for the region is advising people to continue to stay at home when sick. I know many people have made plans for gatherings and are really looking forward to them, but if you have COVID symptoms, it's still important to reschedule your plans for everyone's safety, Tuanima said. According to APH, people over the age of 50 without a third dose who contract COVID are twice as likely to end up in hospital versus someone with 3 doses. Tuanima said people over 70 who are unvaccinated face an even greater risk. Your risk of hospitalization if you get COVID is 136 times higher than somebody who's had all of their doses. So immunization is still an important component of keeping ourselves safe, he said. Tuanima said that despite the indicators showing a reduced presence of COVID-19 in Algoma, the virus is still present in the region. We're not out of this yet, there's still COVID in the community and it's still a risk, he said. There have been 8,488 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 57 COVID-related deaths in the public health region as of June 1.